And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
When North Carolina commenced its experiment with charter schools 25 years ago, proponents assured us that charters would be truly public schools that would serve as incubators of innovation for the entire public education system. Sadly, it hasn't worked out that way. Not only have charters not helped traditional public schools, many are public in name only. Take Raleigh's Torchlight Academy. The State Board of Education recently voted to shutter the school after it discovered that the family running it was pocketing huge sums in salaries and management fees, engaging in multiple forms of nepotism, and playing it fast and loose with federal regulations. And while it's heartening the scheming was uncovered, it should never have gotten that far. Unfortunately, however, by allowing for-profit outfits to rake in big bucks for running what are supposed to be public schools, state law invites such behavior. And this needs to change. If North Carolina is going to expend public dollars on public charter schools, the least it can demand is that they be run as nonprofits like the traditional public schools they're supposed to be supporting. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.